Firstly, just understanding some of these copyright laws. Orphan works. Can you tell us exactly what is meant by an orphan work?
Sure. As the name suggests, an orphan work is a copyright work that is orphaned. It doesn't have an owner, or we don't know who the owner is. So for copyright, the rule is normally that to use something, you have to ask the owner for permission. But sometimes, especially if works are older, or perhaps the ownership has been transferred to different parties, even to a company that might have closed down or gone bankrupt, along the way we might lose track of who actually owns that work. And then there's nobody to contact to ask permission to use it. So those works kind of linger in this legal limbo because nobody can use them because they can't find who to ask permission from.
You know, I would have thought in this day and age, now everything kind of going digital, it would have been a fairly straightforward process. But how often do these kind of orphan works crop up for, you know, like I say, teachers, librarians and the such who might want to access them?
They crop up actually an awful lot. So in the review to copyright that the Law Reform Commission did in 2014, there were quite a few submissions from national and state libraries, from the National Film and Sound Archive, all of whom said that their collections have somewhere between 10 and 70% of orphan works. This is particularly the case when you think about, say, snippets of film or TV content, where broadcasters change, you know, companies change. There might be many different people involved in producing something. And we haven't always been very good at keeping records of who's involved and who owns it. So orphan works is actually a really big problem for these organisations.
Do we see other copyright laws limiting some of these professions, limiting what some of these professions can do?
Copyright law in general is pretty limiting in terms of what you can do without permission. So we do have some exceptions that allow for certain discrete things, such as personal research or study, or reporting the news. But outside of those discrete exceptions, it can be hard for some creators to reuse parts of existing content. This is particularly a problem for, say, documentary filmmakers who want to use lots of different little parts of either music or film content to demonstrate the documentary news story that they're trying to build.
So we mentioned using these bits and pieces for non-commercial purposes and such, but could you expand a little for us on what kind of reforms are actually being requested by some of these individuals?
Sure. So the non-commercial aspect is a limitation that the government has proposed. My personal opinion is that we probably need some exceptions that go a little bit more broadly than non-commercial. But non-commercial is particularly important for public sector organisations, so public libraries, public educational institutions. Any of those organisations are still very limited in what they can use with copyright material, even though they are expressly there for the public and they're not charging, particularly in the case of public libraries, they're not charging people to access collections.
Now, we mentioned before the government did say in August that these laws would be changing. We would be seeing some of these reforms actually instilled in some of the copyright laws. Why have we not seen any kind of updates come through on this situation, or indeed, have we seen any new developments on that since August?
We haven't seen any new developments since August. And to be fair to the government, it's 3 months ago in the year that we've had, which has been crazy. So I think we can probably give them a little bit of leeway there. But what I think would be really disappointing is if these just sort of fall by the wayside. You know, that announcement went up in August. We haven't heard anything since. And I really hope that the government comes back to those reforms in the new year, because our public sector organisations and researchers are really looking for some of these exceptions.
I guess part of that, too, perhaps just as a final point, is there any sort of complications arising from changing these copyright laws? Because as you say, I think it is a very sort of tangled kind of area. So are there perhaps complications in changing some of these laws?
There's always a bit of complication with copyright because there are so many different people who have an interest in it. Often rights holders are not always they're not always particularly happy about any new reforms that would open up more access to people without payment. But the government's proposed reforms are quite targeted and narrow, and they're exactly the kinds of things that have been identified again and again over the years by all parties that are needed in copyright. So I'm hoping that these particular reforms wouldn't be too contentious.
Fabulous. Well, Kylie, thanks very much. As you say, it's been a complex year, so we might cut them some slack just in this one instance. do appreciate your time joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.